I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And today we've been talking about how Harper leaves To Kill a Mockingbird and how the author shows justice throughout the novel. So Alex, how does Harper Lee portray justice throughout the novel?
Well, in To Kill a Mockingbird, it takes place in a small town called Mako, where racial segregation is high. In the Tom Robinson case, which is the case introduced in the novel to portray justice, there is a black man named Tom Robinson who is accused of raping Mayella Yule, who is part of a poor white family and is backed up by Bob.
I totally agree with that. Tom Robinson was falsely accused of rape. One reason why is because Atticus Finch, a lawyer in Macomb, had many points and backups to defend Tom Robinson in this case, and Mayella Yule had no points at all, and she still was found unguilty, but Tom Robinson was found guilty because of the racial segregation that was taking place back then.
So basically, back then in the 1930s, whites viewed African Americans as a lower class. How is this different from real world in the 21st century?
So basically, back then in the 1930s, it was way different than it was nowadays. For example, in court nowadays, Tom Robinson would have been pleaded unguilty because of all the reasons they had. And if you watch the TV shows like Judge Judy or something like that, then you would figure out that it was way different than it was back then. And back then, Tom Robinson was pleaded guilty because of the white power that they used to silence the African Americans.
So Lucas, at the end of the novel, Tom Robinson is shot 17 times while he tries to run away before doing the death sentence. Why does this portray justice?
This portrays justice because when Tom Robinson tried to escape, the police officer shot him 17 times to make sure he was dead and to prove that no African Americans had justice at that time.
Lucas, how do you think the story would have carried on if Tom Robinson was white instead of black?
This story would have definitely carried on if Tom Robinson was white, because back then, the whites believed that they had a higher racial power and that African Americans were a lower class than them. So if Tom Robinson was white, they would have definitely chose Tom Robinson as unguilty, and they would definitely pleaded Mayella Yule guilty because Tom Robinson had many points and many backups with Atticus, but Mayella Yule was raped by her father and was claiming that Tom Robinson raped her.
Yeah, totally.
So Alex, how do you think the story would end if Tom Robinson was white?
Well, going back to what you said, I think it would end in 100% Atticus and Tom Robinson's favor. However, it would not make a good plot for the book, because Harper Lee would have less to write about and less of a climax and conflict. It would ruin the point of the story almost completely. To wrap it all up, Lucas, do you think Harper Lee did a good job portraying justice in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes, she portrayed justice in Kill a Mockingbird by using the racial power of whites. Whites had much higher power than African Americans did because African Americans were a lower class back then in the 1930s, in the book.
To wrap it all up, Lucas, do you think Harper Lee did a good job portraying justice in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes, she portrayed justice in Kill a Mockingbird by using the racial power of whites. Whites had much higher power than African Americans did because African Americans were a lower class back then in the 1930s, in the book.